You call surrender reasonable. My father would turn in his grave. These lands belong to Spain by divine right. Your father also knew when to yield to preserve what mattered, Albert countered with rare firmness. And there is another matter. We must reconsider the water regulations. The very mention of water provoked a violent outburst. She sat up abruptly, the blankets sliding away to reveal her bandaged arms, seeping a yellowish fluid. Never! Control of water is the only way to keep these disloyal subjects in line, she shouted, before a sudden fit of coughing overtook her. Albert watched in horror as something pale and wriggling flew from her mouth and landed on the sheets. A worm. That night, Albert convened a secret meeting with several physicians, among them Jan Baptist van Helmont, a pioneering chemist and doctor. After hearing the symptoms, they reached a grim consensus. Miasis, a parasitic infestation by fly larvae. This is serious, but not hopeless, van Helmont explained. The larvae must be extracted, the wounds cleansed with fresh water and medicinal herbs, and the mercury ointments must be abandoned. They are poisoning her. Albert's expression hardened. And how could she have contracted such a disease? Van Helmont hesitated. It often occurs when the body is not cleaned properly, when hygiene is lacking. Water is the surest prevention. The irony was crushing. The woman who had banned free access to water was now being devoured by a sickness that water could have prevented. The next morning, Albert entered her chambers with Van Helmont and two assistants. On seeing the Flemish doctors, Isabel erupted. Out! I will not be touched by these charlatans. Isabel, Albert said, using a tone of authority he rarely took with her. This is no longer a matter of preference. It is life or death. You are gravely ill, and you will accept treatment. After a heated exchange, she agreed, but only if Van Helmont examined her in the presence of her Spanish ladies. When the doctor began, his fears were confirmed. The pustules covering much of her body were teeming with larvae, feeding on her living flesh. Highness, he said as gently as possible, you have a severe parasitic infestation. We must remove these creatures and wash the wounds with clean water and herbs. At the word water, Isabel paled. You would bathe me like some common Flemish peasant? Not only bathe you, Van Helmont replied steadily. You must also drink plenty of water to cleanse the mercury from your body. She turned to her husband, searching for support.